اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد عودك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانه ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. You're listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran from IRIB English Radio, a program which aims to make us more familiar with the Holy Quran. This program consists of many interesting parts. We are going to listen to a recitation by a famous reciter. An expert of the tajweed of the Quran will analyze the recitation. And also, in the final part, we will have amazing stories about those people whose lives have been changed by the Noble Quran. Meanwhile, we will listen to some quotes of the late Imam Khomeini about the Noble Quran. You're tuned to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. And I'm Mehdi. Ask you to stay tuned. According to Imam Khomeini, the Quran is the man-making book. Islam is the man-making ideology. Man in all his dimensions. Concerning the Holy Quran, Imam Khomeini has said, "It is the Quran that guides us to the lofty purposes to which we intuitively turn unaware. Set the teachings of the Quran in any of its features as your highest purpose. To the extent you act according to the Quran, you find coverage under its shield." Dear audience, now it's time to listen to verses 23 to 25 of Surah Al-Ahzab, recited by Brother Mohsen Khuddam Hosseini.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما فمنهم من قضى نحبه ومنهم من ينتظر وما بدلوا تبديلا وما ليجزي الله الصادقين بصدقهم ويعذب المنافقين إن شاء أو يتوب عليهم.
إن الله Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran, and what you just listened to was a recitation of Suratul Ahzab, verses 23 to 25, recited by Brother Mohsen Khoddam Hosseini. Now we want to analyze this recitation in terms of the rules of tajweed. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه. The first rule is a rule of nun sakina, which is ikhfa here. رجال صدقوا. As you can see, we have a tanween al-dham. The rules of nun sakina also apply to tanween, all of them. So if you have a tanween, automatically you have a rule of nun sakina. And it depends on the letter that's after the tanween. If it's a sad, it would be ikhfa of nun sakina, because sad is one of the letters of ikhfa. So how do we actually apply the ikhfa? Okay, so the first thing we have to do is that we have to get rid of the place of articulation of nun. Okay? And then we have to approximate the place of articulation of sad. And then we have to, at the same time, we have to make a nasal sound for two vowel counts. All of these stages take place at once, all at once, simultaneously. رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا. It's not like it happens in stages. It's not like رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا. No, it's not gradual. It's all at once. رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا. We approximate the place of articulation of صَاد, and at the same time we make a nasal sound for two vowel counts. رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا مَا عَهَدُ اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِ. We have مَدُّ اللَّيْنِ here. We have a ya sakina preceded by a letter with a fatha. So we have مَدُّ اللَّيْنِ. أي, which is a diphthong in Arabic. صِلَة. Here we have above the word alayh, we have sila, which means waqf is allowed, but wasl, continuation, is preferable. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى. مَنْ قَضَى. Again, we have ikhfa of nun sakina, and also we have tafkhim of qaf and dad. قَضَى. نَحْبَهُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِرْ. مَنْ يَنْتَظِرْ. We have two rules of nun sakina. We have idgham of nun sakina, and we also have ikhfa of nun sakina. Mayyantalir. And as you can see, both have nasalization. Both have ghunna. Wama baddalu tabdila. Tabdila. We have qalqala of the ba in the word tabdila. Liyajziyallah. Liyajziyallah. The jim has qalqala. The sound of jim has to be heard. It has to be heard. We have to hear the sound of jim, so we apply qalqala in order for that to happen. لِيَجْزِيَ اللَّهُ الصَّادِقِينَ بِصِدْقِهِمْ وَيُعَذِّبَ الْمُنَافِقِينَ إِنْ شَاءَ أَوْ يَتُوبَ عَلَيْهِمْ. So in these verses, we have a lot of ikhfas. إِنْ شَاءَ is another ikhfa. شَاءَ is مَدُّ الْمُتَّصِلِ. أَوْ يَتُوبَ عَلَيْهِمْ. Again, we have مَدُّ اللَّيْنِ. عَلَيْهِمْ. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ غَفُورًا رُحِيمًا. وَرَدَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِغَيْظِهِمْ لَمْ يَنَالُوا خَيْرًا. وَكَفَى اللَّهُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الْقِتَالِ. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ قَوِيًّا عَزِيزًا. We have to take care that we apply the rules of tafkhim and tarqiq properly. The letters that have the characteristic of istifal have to be read with tarqiq, and the letters that have the characteristic of isti'la have to be read with tafkhim. Of course, ra and lam sometimes are read with tafkhim. For example, ra whenever it has a fatha, or aliful mad, or dhamma, or wawul mad, has to be pronounced with dhamma. We're out of time. I hope you enjoyed this segment of the program Let's Recite the Quran. I invite you to listen to the next segment of this program.
كتاب الله كتاب الله كتاب الله.
Dear brothers and sisters in faith,
You're listening to Let's Recite the Quran from IRIB English Radio. As you may know, the Quran is a book that can change the life of the one who is in contact with it. In this segment, Brother Yasser Ibrahim is going to tell us stories of those that their lives have been changed by the Noble Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear listeners. Welcome back to our program where we try to find certain anecdotes, wisdoms, and you know certain life-changing experiences of others that show the grandeur and the miraculous nature of the Holy Quran. One of those stories comes in the form of a debate, or rather a discussion between a scholar and a certain lady who was very eloquent in her speech. And this has been quoted under the 7th verse of Surah Qasas, that is the 28th Surah of the Holy Quran. So this Surah deals with the story between, or rather the discussion between Musa alayhi salam's mother, or rather what was revealed to the mother of Musa alayhi salam in terms of how to protect Musa alayhi salam. So the verse is this in translation, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. We revealed to Musa's mother saying, nurse him. So basically feed him and protect him. Then when you fear for him, cast him into the river. And do not fear or grieve. We will restore him to you and make him one of the apostles. So regarding this particular verse of the Holy Quran, there's a story that goes like this. That a person by the name of Asma'i, right, this individual says that, I saw a particular young girl who would use very eloquent speech and would allude to certain things in a very beautiful manner, right? In a very eloquent, in a very, you know, profound manner. And one day, I saw her, she was saying, Astaghfirullah min dhunubi kulliha. That, oh Allah, forgive me from every single one of my sins. And she kept on saying this. So I went up to her and I asked her, you know, you have not reached the sin of responsibility yet. Why are you saying this? Why are you continuously, you know, doing istighfar? Why are you continually seeking the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And then she says, and she recites a very beautiful bit of poetry. For the sake of brevity, we will not go into that poetry. Right? And then the story continues. Right? That the person narrating says that I got very surprised by these words. That these words blew my mind, if you like to call it this bit of poetry that this young girl recited. And then he says to her that, you know, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive you for what you have done. You know, you such eloquence. You know, how can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not forgive you for such eloquence? And then she says, rather, he says to her that there is no eloquence left after what you have said. But then she answers him and she recites this verse of the Holy Quran. Inshallah, we will speak about the reply of this young girl to Asma'i in our next segment. Until then, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, that was the final part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And you can also visit us on our website, that is parstoday.com. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Call of Islam Radio. Until our next episode, we'll leave you on Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياة إلا به هو القرآن وال الفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الأذان والقرآن ضياء يملأ الآفاق ونور يبعث الأشواق وفيه محاسن الأخلاق